You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, this is what you chose?
Mm-hmm. It's big on TikTok.
Jeremy was agonizing over the bumper music to use for this break, and I think this is a good choice.
This is not bad. It's got a good beat.
Yeah, I like this one. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. Thanks for spending your Wednesday with us. And we hope you keep Mix 100 turned on all day for Denver's best mix of music. We've been getting a lot of really good Facebook messages and even the classic email. You know what? Let me just say this. I'll pull the curtain back and reveal a little inside of morning radio, especially if you're our type of format or whatever that Jeremy and I deal with, is that generally summers can be kind of slow because people are not in their usual, you know, they're not taking the kids to school.
They're out of their routine and they're traveling.
They may be on vacation, right? A lot of travel, stuff like that. But I got to tell you something. This has been an exceptional summer in terms of the communication that we've had with listeners. It's like jumped up a notch or two.
Yeah, people be writing in. And yeah, Dom is right. We actually do have a giant curtain in here too that you can pull back.
Yeah.
We'll post a picture.
Usually Jeremy's on the other side of it getting his prostate checked, but...
Don't pull the curtain back!
Not your most flattering look.
Yeah, it's all right. You gotta do it.
This note came from Delia. She goes, "Hey boys, I've heard Dom refer to his group of friends as the pub club, and Jeremy has his dad squad."
Oh, that's right.
She pays attention. That's exactly right.
Very smart. Very wise.
Jeremy and his dad squad hang out, and they do those little parties in the driveway and stuff.
Yeah, yep.
And pub club, our pub club group has been 17 years. Anyway, Delia says... This is funny. Is it dumb that I feel like I'm missing out because my circle of friends and I don't have a group name? Could you ask your listeners for suggestions? Because I don't mind borrowing someone else's. I'm sure we'll never intersect at happy hour or anything, so it's safe.
Oh, that's cute. She
that's
wants
funny.
A name.
She's looking for a name. She's jealous of our names. Pub Club, Dad Squad. I've got my friend Kathy. Dear friend Kathy, she and her gal pals, they for years have referred to themselves as, and I love this name, the Cackle Club.
Oh, that's good.
Because I guess when they go out, they just, you know, they drink, they start, you know, tipping some wine and stuff like that. And before you know, they're all cackling and everything. So they're the Cackle Club.
That's great.
Which I think is a great group name.
I love having the little group name. It just makes it feel
just
a little special or something, doesn't it? Like we're just all of this little community, even if, you know, there's 2, 3, 4 of you, there's just something special about it.
Yeah, it's almost on a par with the names that teams come up with for trivia night at bars, because those are always classic.
Yes.
Those are great. The team names are good. But what she's looking, Delia wants to get suggestions. Like, if you've ever been in a group of friends and you had a nickname for your group, we are urging you to call because we'd like to fill up the lines on this. 303-691-1MIX. This is one of the funnier requests we've had. 691-1649. What's your group of friends called? When you say, hey, it's time to get the, for us, it's PC. We just shortened Pub Club to PC. It's time to get PC together again.
Two of them that I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, because we had a ton of these already come in this morning. One of them was Selfie Sisters, and it was a group of women that got together and they do photography and things like that. It's their little outing. So they were the Selfie Sisters.
That's great.
And then the other one was a group of, it was men and women. Check that. It was just women because it was the Taco Bellas. And they were just Taco Bell connoisseurs. And it's their thing just to like have a little, you know, once a month get together at Taco Bell and talk about their families. And they were the Taco Bellas.
That's
so there's
funny.
A couple examples.
You know, technically they could just be the Taco Bells and make it the B-E-L-L-E.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, the Bells, you know.
The Bells,
The Taco Bells would be funny too. Oh, that's great.
Those are good.
Either a response. Where did you post this, by the way?
It's on all of our Facebook. My personal, it's on our Dom and Jeremy one.
Okay.
So the messages are pouring in.
Our little friends groups have fun little group names.
Mm-hmm, you should be jealous.
She said, we need one for our group because we don't have one. People are responding. Let me read you a couple, and then I know you've got a bunch.
Yeah.
L-E-L-E-L-L-E says, in college, we had a study group called the Jam and Crammers.
Nice.
Anne says, my husband's golf group is the Bogey Brothers.
I love that one.
That's fantastic.
That's really
the
good.
The BBs, the Bogey Brothers getting together. And then, do I read this one? Yeah, what? You know what? I'll just tell you what. You'll be able to fill in the blank. Carly says, my friends and I call ourselves IHOB, not IHOP, but IHOB with a B.
Uh-huh.
International House of B.
Oh, yes.
Witches. I like your style.
I got my IHOB meeting this week.
That's right. We'll meet at IHOB. That's funny. All right, what else we got?
I got four. I'll do a couple. Oh, gosh, our lines are full. You want me to just roll through all four real quick?
Sure.
Rayanne says, we have a little book club that meets once a week. We call our group the Library Lurkers.
Good.
I can insert laugh and a snort there. There's a group of us women that are of a certain age going through the change. We have a little menopause support group. We're all turning gray and we can't remember anything, so we call ourselves the Frosted Flakes. That is from Ruth. Here's a guy, Ben. He says, hey, dudes, I have a group I'd like to share. Jeremy, you'll get a kick out of this one. We have a group of dads that get together to smoke meats, try new recipes, and make TikTok videos about smoking meats. We're the Colorado Critter Cookers.
Hey, you should join that group.
I want to be a part of that. And then I like Macy here. She says, yo, boys, we have a little posse of ladies that get together once a month to drink wine and complain about the men in our life. And then she wrote, ha ha. We call ourselves the Little Spoons. We have t-shirts and everything. She says, our group is better than your group. That's Macy.
I don't doubt
it. The Little Spoons. How cute is that?
Yeah, that's really a clever
name.
It's a clever name.
It's clever.
Let's do some of these on the phone, like Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
What's the group called?
So it's important to know that we're a book club first.
Gotcha.
And we call ourselves the Cover Girls.
That's good. That's
fancy.
Pretty good.
That's great.
That's pretty good. So I got to know, what are you reading right now?
Oh, gosh. The Night Tiger.
Oh, my favorite. I love that one.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a little long.
Thank you. I didn't like the ending. Sherry, thank you for being on the show. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Bye. No, we won't ruin it. We haven't read it.
No spoilers. Astra, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
We couldn't be better. What's your group called?
Well, this is from a while ago when we were a little crazy, and we actually had two names. The first one was the Messy Posse, because we were.
The Messy Posse.
Posse, okay.
The Messy Posse.
Because the other one, radio friendly. Is it clean, your second one? I don't trust this call, Dom.
You don't? Okay.
Is the second one appropriate?
Should we have Josh check it out off the air? Can you say the other one on the air? All right. Josh, talk with Astra real fast.
She said when they were younger. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Josh is checking. Of course, she could tell him something else and then blast us on the air. Put her back on hold if it checks out.
Boy, they are just catching up. They are chatting like crazy.
What, is he joining the Messy Posse? What's he doing?
Josh!
Put her on hold if it's okay. It must not be okay.
Yes or no? No.
No. We knew it.
I knew it, yeah. Okay.
Jeremy had that feeling,
yeah.
And then it spread to me. I wasn't even worried about it until you brought it up.
Well.
Come on, people. Hello, Marlo. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, boys. Hi. I can't believe I got through. This is my first time calling.
Oh, Marlo, it's about time.
Where have you been?
I know. I've been working two jobs, but I am so excited. How exciting.
Well, how long have you been listening to this show?
You know, not very long, but I used to have another radio show that I listened to, but now you're my favorite.
Oh, so good. Those other guys were idiots.
Let me ask you something. What was it that made you switch to us? What did you hear on this show that you liked?
I just loved your guys' conversations and, you know, just the topics you guys bring up. You make me laugh, and I got to make sure I'm paying attention to the road because I always listen in the car.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you abandoning those other hosers and coming over here, so thank you. So do you have a fun group name for us?
So I have a couple of them. So first of all, we're a tribe, so we always hang out. So that's our number one. But our second one is bathroom selfies, because everywhere we go, all the girls and the guys now are doing it. We always go in the bathroom and take a selfie.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And the other one, you guys are going to love this one, is Hoedown, H-O-Down. So we're getting ready to go to Sturgis. And every single time someone goes down because we're intoxicated.
So what do you say? Hoedown.
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 Marlo, that is fantastic.
Yeah, that is great.
You guys would get a kick out of that.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah, we did.
Well done.
What kind of hog are you going to be on when you head to Sturgis?
Harley, of course.
I know, girl. But is there any particular one? Or?
You know, I don't know. I ride B.
Okay.
All right. Over the line.
Yeah.
So whatever they have, but most of them are Harleys.
Marlo, I like you a lot.
So do you have one of those shirts that on the back it says, who's driving? Are you married?
No, I am single, actually. I'm riding with a friend. Yeah.
Does the friend wear a shirt that on the back says, if you can read this, the hoe fell off?
Actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up.
I didn't invent that one. I just am sharing it.
Oh, my.
That's a good one.
Marlo,
yeah, definitely.
You are absolutely delightful. Thank you for finally calling us, and we hope you have a great day.
Of course. Thanks. You guys have a great day, boys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hoedown.
Hoedown. That's because one of us always falls down.
She said, because we're intoxicated.
Oh, those are good. Those are good.
Funny. I've never been to the Sturgis thing. Have you?
No, I haven't. It's so not for me. I would so not fit in, but I do want to go.
It's not for me either. It's not my
thing. I just want to experience
it. First of all, I'm not a crowds person anyway, but.
But
yeah.
That type of crowd either, you know?
Well, I don't have any problem with the type of crowd whatsoever.
I just wouldn't fit in.
It's a crowd, and I don't ride a motorcycle, so they'd probably beat me up.
I come rolling in with my cargo shirts and
cargo shorts. I pull up in my Lexus, you know, hybrid. They're like, beat him up.
Blah, 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 blah.
I do know the trick to making a Harley sound. You're just supposed to say potato over and over
again. That's right, yeah.
Potato, 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 potato. That's a Harley. Potato, potato,
pull
potato,
up and
potato.
Do that.
Just roll my window down.
Potato,
and
potato,
up.
Potato.
Spud, 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 spud.